that, and we were buying security cameras.
Oh, I have those. I love them.
Where are you getting them from?
Amazon or somebody, you know, but...
You
get Ring Cam? Wise. Wise. There's another... Anyways, our neighbor is not stable.
Oh, no.
That's a good reason to get some security.
Yeah. Anyways, sorry about that. So, hi. Can we call this meeting to order, or is
there...
All right.
We were waiting for you.
Yeah.
I noticed. As soon as your name came up, I went, oh, shit. Sorry about that.
That's okay. Do I have your phone number? Do I have your phone number?
I don't know. If you don't, I will give it to you.
Okay.
First order of business approval of minutes for July 22nd.
Two corrections.
Are you
motioning to approve with corrections?
Yes. Yes, she is.
Okay.
I could tell right out. And there's a second someplace out there?
Yes, I'll make a second.
Okay. So, page two.
Mr. Cucci.
What did I do?
Paragraph two.
They're right next to each other on the keyboards.
There's one before Mr. Cucci.
Oh, there's another one before Mr. Cucci. Yeah.
The second paragraph on two. It says site plan review, or it should be site plan review.
Although we should consider a site plan review. Right?
Occasionally.
And that's another thing. Spell check.
Hold on. Where is the site plan?
Paragraph two, on second page, the 1, 2, 3, fourth line down at the end.
For a site plan review.
Yeah.
There we go. I'm still not seeing it. That's probably why it says site. Oh, right there at the very end. Alrighty, I gotcha. All right, second paragraph, second to last word. Change. Pen. Two. Plan. All right. Sorry, guys. All right. And then where's the second one?
Mr. Cucci.
Next paragraph. Cucci.
Yeah. The largest paragraph.
Yeah.
In the middle of the page.
On page two.
In the very middle of that paragraph. Yeah, on page two.
Yeah, under the key.
Oh, with a K. Okay. All right. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Paragraph six, right there.
I think from now on, I'm just gonna, as soon as you send them to me, I'm gonna read them, and then if there's any mistakes, I'll just let you know so that when you can send it, and then we don't have to go through.
You're still good.
All right, sorry guys.
No, that was funny. We needed that.
Everybody okay with that? Anything else? Anybody else? No. Okay with the changes?
Yeah.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Thank you. Application. Michelle Scott proposes to replace the current.
It says Michelle Scott, but on this it says Sheldrick.
No, they own the building. Sheldrick and Sons. Must own the actual building.
I know, but it says the applicant is Michelle.
Right, Michelle is the one who's opening the bake shop, but Michelle doesn't own the building.
Oh, so she's just changing the sign. So
the gentleman sold the, if I may interrupt, sold the business to Miss Scott.
But he doesn't own the building.
What?
He's a tenant, they're tenants.
Yeah.
Sheldrick and Sons owns the property.
Sheldrick is the people who bought the building?
Who owned the building. Michelle just...
Yeah, you see in the, when I put them down...
Port Belvoir, Virginia.
There you go. And the property owner, so you know who's who.
Yeah.
So, anyways, they were going to replace the flush mounted sign with a new... With the new name for the FA, what's it say here?
Page before the end.
I don't even know. Before that, I've never paid attention.
I asked her to do a simple writing that was added to the application to indicate no changes to the business, no new seating, and the intent to not parking in the 2-hour parking spaces. So you'll see that in her last short writing.
Yeah. So that's the look of the sign.
Yes.
Very good.
Good.
Okay. White.
I was worried they were going to do away with old school bagels entirely, which I worried would diminish.
No, I knew that wasn't
the value of what they were buying.
Yeah, I knew that wasn't going to happen.
He's still going to hang out there for a while.
Yeah. Oh yeah, and I just meant the name, like for search engine optimization.
Yeah.
And she does confirm the questions about parking.
Yes.
And in her handwritten note, if anybody wants to see it.
And that there won't be any...
I looked at it. I think everybody looked at it.
...changes to the business with additional seating or anything changing that way.
Right.
It's the same as.
Just the sign is the only thing.
Sign, and she may offer some other goodies as far as baked goods rather than just the bagels and what he's offered before, so...
He had her treats in there anyway, so it's not...
Yeah. Anybody have any other questions?
Me.
Entertain a motion to accept it.
I will make a motion to accept Michelle's sign as is.
Second it.
Any other thing from you? Everybody understand what we're doing? We're all those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed?
Aye. I meant to look because she's going to have the sign put up today, and I don't know if she. I don't think she did.
No, it wasn't up. No.
Okay.
It goes in here.
You put that in the yellow folder, I'll get it back for sure.
That's the theory.
That's my hope.
We know what the yellow folder is.
So, all right. Continuation of the possible changes to the zoning regulation. Keeping of animals. What you got for us new?
Yeah, so did anyone else have a chance to read through the...
I read part of it,
but that's as far as I go.
Okay. Well, I know there were a few notes, at least from you, Anne, on some of the wording. So let me see if we can pick those portions out for discussion. But prior to that, there were a lot of portions of this document, the Burlington Humane Treatment of Animals subdivision of their ordinances, which do seem like they would be better left as being added to our ordinance for the treatment and keeping of animals as a town, as opposed to being in our zoning bylaws. So this is something that Phil and I talked about, and it's a little hard because I have to cast my mind back about 3 weeks now. But in this document, it talks about what needs to be done, you know, when an animal dies, how its body should be disposed of, for example, dead animal removal is one. How property owners should mitigate things like predators, rodents, insects, and parasites. That's in here. The use of poisons to deal with those types of concerns is mentioned in here. A lot of these things feel like they fall perhaps outside the scope of what we would want to include in our zoning bylaws.
More like an ordinance from the select board.
Exactly. It makes sense for us to maybe pick out the portions of this that feel most germane to what it is that we want to include in our zoning bylaws. But in this process, we might also want to make a recommendation to the select board that they take into consideration these other concerns that don't belong in the zoning bylaws that sort of dovetail. Does that make sense to everyone?
It does.
Yep.
And I would be happy to bring that to the select board.
I was also going to suggest that that you're the one that's got the most the largest grasp on this, and that maybe you cherry pick what you think should be our zoning, and maybe even talk to Phil and come up with a, because it doesn't make sense for us to go through the whole thing each of us has our own particular prejudice, and maybe if we just get a sample ordinance we can go from there and add to or subtract from if we had to. But
my concern was that Burlington is a big city, 55,000 people, and we're a little town, 2,300. Mm-hmm. And I think that if we just make too much of this,
yeah,
it's, you know, I mean, it just, I'd rather go by a town that's like ours than go up Burlington.
I don't disagree. I think you were at the meeting where we discussed this, where there's, no, you're absolutely correct that there's probably far more rules in this document than we need to include in ours. Mm-hmm. But what we had asked is that we read this document with an eye for which ones do we think we should include, right? We're just cherry-picking the portions that we feel like do apply to us.
Aren't so they the only ones
the comparative
that
really scale... I'm sorry?
Aren't they the only one that really have any kind of a...
They're not the only ones. No, and that was also a topic of discussion at our last meeting. I know you looked and you were having difficulty finding some.
Nothing.
By no means are they.
But
the
I just
only
looked
ones.
Rutland County. I mean, you know, who knows? Berlin could be different, and that's not as big as Burlington.
Yeah, well, there are a lot of towns that have rules in place for the keeping of chickens. All of them are going to, for the most part, have to adapt to the new paradigm, the new laws,
right,
the same way we are. The reason, and we had this discussion at the last meeting, but I'll just reiterate the points. Like, the reason I selected Burlington is because I trusted that they will have thought through this thing from every possible angle and have had any number of lawyers at this and review it with a fine-tooth comb. So do we need to take every single piece of it? No. But are they likely to have included every single piece that would be relevant to us? I guarantee.
I think what we should do is give us all a copy, a hard copy of Burlington.
Okay, so the digital copy you're not. Because remember, I sent out the digital copy.
Yeah, but I mean, so
review.
That we can each have a copy in front of us.
Yeah.
And then go through it together.
Yeah.
You really want to do that? Have you seen that thing? Have
yes.
you seen that
so
thing?
I did.
This was very much to save us time going through it line by line in the meeting. That's why I sent it out.
Well,
in advance.
Well, I'm not
so
seeing line by line. I'm just talking about.
So what? I want to make a suggestion, Linda. If you read the document through, find the portions that are most relevant to you, highlight them, and then we'll go over those portions in discussion. So you have time to say, these are the bits I think we need to include. And while we're at it, you might find that we've already all, in the notes, kind of done the same. So if we all have already pre-agreed prior to the meeting in this
document, guess I'll have to just sit down and read the whole thing.
Well, a lot of it is already redlined out. And my hope for this meeting was that what we would start by doing is just agreeing on, I'll make the edits that we already sort of agreed
I
to
think,
in the document for the next meeting to have a shorter version that we can come back and
I think that's that makes it, I mean, it's essentially a committee of one. And the thing about
the chicken commissioner.
The thing about Burlington that I like about Burlington is whatever they wrote is probably legally sound.
Yeah,
like you're saying, if we cherry pick what we need for Little Fairhaven, and understand that there's, you know, we don't need to worry about the humane treatment of every annual that ever walked the face of the earth and that Burlington
will.
Do we
want
to change any prohibited animals? Like, you can't have cows on your property
No, we can have cows.
I mean, wouldn't there, I mean, you'd have to it would seem like you'd have to have a big area in order if you wanted to have a
house. The park, that's what it was originally designed for.
Yeah, for grazing cows.
Yes.
It was.
Yeah.
I read that.
So before we get too carried away, I believe we already exclude the keeping of, or prohibit the keeping of farms unless it's a required agricultural practice, a RAP.
Yeah, you're right.
That's my recollection.
Okay.
I could be mistaken. And again, when Phil and I last discussed this, I was so steeped in it, but it, 3 weeks on, it's a little hard to recall.
So the only livestock will be chickens? I mean, can they have goats?
If we wanted to change our rules to allow for goats, we could. Presently, we do not permit goats. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the thing about it is we're reacting to state law that I don't think they've given us much guidance as to what's good, bad, or indifferent yet.
Just that
you can have chickens.
Yeah.
Up to and
11.
11 chickens or 12 chickens, or,
yeah.
And there's no exclusion of roosters or any of that.
Why don't they just...
Well, no, I thought we had an exclusion of roosters.
Yeah, they can't
we
have roosters.
Do.
Yeah.
We are allowed to allow 12.
We're allowed to do that, right?
Just
roosters.
We currently prohibit roosters. We are allowed to continue prohibiting roosters. Oh. That is permitted by the new
and law. And emus and ostriches.
We don't, in our present regs, let me just correct you on that.
Say again.
We don't prohibit them in our present regs if you're living on a parcel over an acre in size.
We don't?
We don't prohibit
in our zones?
Somebody maybe around me has a rooster because I hear that being crown all the time.
Oh, sure. I apologize if I misspoke.
No,
I thought for certain.
Okay. No. Let me get there.
Yeah, I'm opening it up as well. Oh, wow.
What?
Why don't we prohibit roosters?
Well, they're kind of handy if you want to have eggs.
Right.
Okay. So that's an interesting question. How does everyone feel about the
you want more chicks, I guess.
No roosters. No.
Okay.
No roosters.
So this would be maybe a good moment to do that kind of talk back, right? Let's talk through some of the things I've highlighted.
Too many
already.
Complaints when there were roosters.
Can you have eggs with them?
Yes.
Roosters?
Yes.
I don't know.
The only thing you need a rooster for is to have chicks. You need a rooster to have chicks, but not. The hens will lay the eggs. And believe me, Hank told me all about this. They raise chickens when he was growing up.
Is it my ignorance that leads me to believe that roosters are meant to ward off predators in some way? Is that...
They protect their flock and they have their little...
Yeah, but still, they, you know...
Yeah.
Who, I don't want to hear a cock-a-doodle do it, you know, 5 o'clock in the morning, even though I'm awake by then.
but if we're all in agreement that seems like a priority, it is still something we're committed. We can say no roosters. Does that generally seem like where everyone is leaning, or are we feeling more permissible? Or permissive?
You don't want to hear from me. I don't care.
I don't really care. Either.
You could have cows next to me. I don't care.
But you might if you have a rooster right there.
I know.
Yeah, exactly. And I remember when there were some roosters, one on Grape Street.
I got one.
There is still one across the way.
I got one across the way. I don't hear him, but. Unless I happen to be.
No roosters.
And I used to have George Roberts' cows in my backyard.
Yeah.
George Roberts' cows.
They'd come through they were like wild. And they'd come through the back of the woods and stuff, and every once in a while there'd be five or six cows in the backyard.
He was a character.
Present. So no roosters at this point? Is
if
that,
you say no roosters, no roosters, do those people that have roosters have to get rid of their roosters?
I think they would be grandfathered.
Yeah.
Are those two?
I think so too, because, you know...
Well,
this,
here's the question. Once,
they're pets right now.
Once the rooster dies, will they not be allowed to have any more?
Yes.
I guess it's probably...
Well, and on larger parcels, are you going to prohibit the same way?
Yeah.
You know, that's another question. If you have somebody that lives out on one of the outlying roads with all kinds of land, are you going to have the same...
No, they should have theirs.
Or not.
That's a very good point.
So then we'd have to come up with an area amount.
We could use... Well, we could use...
Town roosters and country roosters.
So we could, I'm thinking in theory, use our zoning districts as boundaries for where roosters are allowed and not allowed. That could be an approach. Mm.
True.
Something about...
Now, can we keep the amount of property, like an acre, for other things?
Well, I have...
Like...
The problem is...
a lot of people are into goats. They want goats.
I have 9/10 of
an
acre.
I didn't think we would cover goats with this conversation, but do we feel like we want to discuss goats as part of this? I wanted to keep the scope limited exclusively to chickens as much as possible.
But if we're changing the zoning reg, shouldn't we...
No.
People are going to go to goats instead of lawnmowers.
We could do anything, right? But what the purpose of the conversation is, the state has said we have to allow people to have up to 11 chickens. Yeah. And what we're trying to do is respond to that, to create rules as much as we can that makes that more tolerable. So while I'm perfectly happy to talk about goats and any other types of livestock, it just occurs to me that we should try and keep the conversation as tightly focused as possible.
I think so too, because, like you said, I mean, like, I wouldn't care. But
the only thing that I don't want is roosters.
Okay. I think I feel the same way.
Yeah.
Phil.
Yeah, I just want to say, in my opinion, is I was discouraged looking over the whole big Burlington thing. I mean, we have one paragraph that covered our keeping of animals. And I do get discouraged when we see pages and pages of regulations coming into our zoning. Not that they may be very wise with what they've done with their work.
I do not want us to take pages and pages. I don't even want us to take a full page of what they have.
Okay.
What I want us to do is to read what they have and say to ourselves, is that worth including? Is that worth including? How have they worded that? I care about this thing. Have they worded it in a way that is useful to
us? That will fit for us.
We should try as much as possible to get this under one page. Yes. Well, that is very much my intention.
Right now we have one paragraph, and you know, I don't see why it should be much more than that. It's the numbers change.
If it could be clarified to,
you know,
to
you
do
you
got to
talk about
done.
Roosters. You got to talk about 11 chickens.
But we have that acreage thing we have to get rid of. Right.
What do we have?
An acre.
We have that restriction of none for under an acre of land.
Yeah.
Right. So we have to.
So we have to change that.
Livestock.
Can we do that under this order?
Yes, we can.
No, I mean, you can't say they can't have 11 or 12 hens on their property, period.
No matter how much property they have, we can do
within the bounds of the law, you know, anything, right? It's just whatever rules we create cannot prohibit the keeping of up to 11 chickens.
Which is where we should be. I mean, that's what we... It should be as simple as possible. Like I started to say, I mean, the one acre deal, I have 9/10 of an acre according to the town.
I wouldn't be able to have
a rooster, but if I had one more tenth of an acre, my neighbors would be SOL, and I just don't think that's fair to them. I mean, and I'm not, if you look, if you come down and look at what I've got, it's I'm close to three different families, very close to three different families, and it would be, although one of them I wouldn't care about, but the other two I'd like to stay friendly with. So an acre seems like not enough, and the worst part about that is in some places it's more than enough, you know what I mean? So I don't know how you tackle that, or if you do, if you just say...
That's where we go, where they have apartments, and somebody wants to put chickens in the front yard, we can't tell them again.
That's right, that's right.
Where is the our paragraph?
Right now you can exclude...
I'll tell you right now.
I want to look at it.
Less than 1 acre.
It's page 39 of our bylaws.
You can keep excluding livestock on horses of less than 1 acre in area. And that may be a consideration for changing the regs that you don't
you
want
said 39?
To...
Page 39, section 910.
Have a corral of livestock on a,
section 910.
A small parcel here.
Yeah, my page 39 is able.
Hold on. We may be looking at different versions. Section 910 is
fucking. We're all supposed to have the same version, Dan.
I know.
I'm just pointing out the problem with 1 acre, but it may be a simple way to go. And just anything under an acre, you can't have a rooster. Anything over an acre, you could have a rooster. Is there any kind of caveat we could make that would be with
my
permission?
My caveat would be the zoning districts.
Yeah, that might be the way to go.
If we wanted to say no roosters in the downtown area or
something
along those lines.
Yeah. You can always farm your chickens out. Bring them.
Give the rooster conjugal visit.
I'm going to take a note of that, but we want to just table that for future consideration.
Yeah, let's
roosters possible depending on area or size of acreage.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I wouldn't mind a rooster that was on an acre, because that's a big area. And
you come down and see what an acre is.
Yeah,
you
know, okay.
It's not
exactly
that much.
It's not.
It really, I mean,
I have a third of an acre, and it seems like a lot.
Okay. Well, only when you're mowing it. But,
So, other things to consider: size of enclosures as well as distance of enclosures from lot lines. So, for example, I don't believe Burlington prescribes a maximum size of the enclosure. They do designate that you must have a certain number of square feet per chicken, which is more about the humanity to the animal, right? Making sure that you have created an enclosure that is suitably large for them. Meanwhile, Essex Junction was another that I've looked at. They have a maximum of 50 square feet for your enclosure. Would we want to prescribe a maximum size for the enclosures to be?
No, I don't know.
It would either have to be that or a certain amount of space per chicken, and then...
Well, I keep going back.
Who's
to that.
Who's
going to
check that?
Right, that's the thing, you know.
Right.
The zoning administrator.
Rooster inspector.
Right.
I don't want to be the poultry inspector. I'd like
chicken commissioner.
Simple and clean.
Chicken commissioner.
And as little.
Can I say, that is very much why, at the beginning of this conversation, I discussed the need to put some of these rules in an animal control ordinance so that it is the animal control officer's responsibility to check in on the welfare of the animals, not Phil's. Fills should be limited to the structure and the distance from lot lines and the same things he already looks at.
Right. My concern is our restrictions right now on those distances that would prohibit someone from putting a lot that's under an acre size from meeting those distance requirements, both on the structure and on any manure that's stored. What do we have to modify with that, you know, from our simple set of regs to be compliant with the state's mandate.
Right, well, so I state, keep picturing this one house on West Street that's, well, I call it a crack house. But it's apartments. The backyard, the back part is, yeah, shh, strike that. Everybody will know where the house is. It's
the one that had, that was okay, busted wait, so a couple
what's,
years
what's
ago.
Okay, so what's up with this house?
So, if they're going to have chickens, the front neighbors will have them out on the sidewalk, not far from the road. The back is the parking lot, and another little apartment building back there. So, I mean, where there's, how does that work for apartments?
They can have 11 chickens.
Well, it's also up between to, wouldn't apartments the, be kind of up to their owner of the apartment if they allow animals or not? But you still would have to have regulations for the allowing of them.
I don't know.
So, I'm sorry, there was a lot of crosstalk. I think what I hear you asking is, if there's an apartment building, are they each allowed to have 11 right. chickens? No, it's per lot, is my understanding. Oh. If I read that correctly,
well, that makes more sense.
I will ask a lawyer. I'm not sure. I will ask a lawyer, but all of the everything I've read seems to be, I think, per lot, if I remember correctly.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah,
I'm a landlord. If somebody right. said, I want to put chickens in the backyard, I'd say, sorry.
And landlords will, I think, probably still be allowed to do that. It's towns that can't.
I hope so, that you don't have a five-unit building.
That's
five,
what I'm thinking.
You know, people wanting to have
right.
11
then
chickens.
Then you got 55 chickens.
In much the same way that a landlord can say, you are not allowed to have a dog, you are not.
Right.
To keep your electric bicycle inside the building. Like, I think they will still be very much allowed to.
You think
they
would hope. Being it's a state law? That
it's a state law that regulates what we do. It's not a state law that regulates what landlords do.
I can discriminate because I live in one of the apartments. It's three apartments or less. And if I don't want kids, I don't have to take kids. So, you know, landlord could just say no, no chickens.
The way the law is written, it is that municipalities shall not create any rules that prohibit this thing, right? It's not looking
well, that makes it, that so. Makes me feel a little better because I'm kind of like,
yeah,
I've got 75 chickens left.
Yeah, but your point was good as far as, so someone plunks their chickens in their chicken house in their front yard,
right?
You know,
that's
and,
well, I see
I'm
that.
Allowed to keep,
yeah.
Do we want
Which,
to make sure that that's not...
I thought we haven't
yes.
talked about
so,
that.
So
we have chickens
is,
in the
this
front.
This is another question. Front yard versus backyard.
Yeah.
That is something we can prescribe.
Yes. No chickens.
As long as it doesn't amount to prohibition. So if someone did not have a backyard,
that's what I was
it
gonna
would
say.
Amount to prohibition. But I think in prior discussions, you felt that would be tolerable, though. I in general, we don't want to create a rule that would be unenforceable.
Right.
But
right.
within reason, and this... felt like it passed your sniff test.
So you're saying that you could have chickens in the front yard?
Why not?
Yeah, I don't see how we could stop it.
Yeah, why
no,
not?
No, so
if you don't have any regulation on the chicken house, where it goes, how far
right.
from property lines, then yeah, you could pluck it wherever you wanted to.
Yeah, if somebody's driveway is 300 feet long, your front yard is different than a 10-foot driveway, right? So maybe there's plenty of room in the front yard. So you can't just say, no chickens in the front yard. It
right.
doesn't make sense.
Well, you know, I mean, if I put chickens in my front yard, it would take the
this,
whole...
I'm visualizing yeah. here in the center of town and the lots that we have, you know, with homes close mm-hmm. together and small lots. And, you know, my thoughts are the concentrated part of town, how is this going to end up, you know, flying with folks? Whatever is rewritten by the Planning Commission.
I can't imagine
again,
living
might,
in a street that has
that
chickens
might be
in the front yard.
A function of the zoning district as well. You know, maybe. I don't know how you write it to
that
say.
We can let that be something we figure out later. But if that, does everyone kind of feel like that makes sense? Front yard versus backyard, whether or not we allow for it, would be relative, perhaps, to the zoning district again.
It's.
Does that?
I don't, and I guess I really don't care where they have their chickens.
No.
I don't. I mean, if they're having chickens, we're going to know about it. If you're a neighbor, you're going to know about it, no matter where they are.
Is it okay if, can I... When I think about these issues, I'm trying very diligently not to think about what I want. I'm trying very diligently to think about what the majority of the residents of Fairhaven might
want.
How
do you know that?
I don't.
Okay.
I don't. But if I'm if what I'm applying to it is what I want, it's already going to be a very different thing from what we've discussed so far.
I mean,
do you want
Dr. Berryhill to have a chicken coop in his front yard?
Why not?
Oh, it just,
why not?
I don't know.
Here's what I'll say. I think I'm more aligned with what Bob just said. I am more of a kind of laissez-faire sort of person where this stuff is concerned. However, as a member of this body, what I want is not relevant.
And it doesn't matter what we do, because nobody's going to agree with it.
True. But I'm trying to represent what I have heard from people. And as both a member of this body and the select board, I have heard from a great number of people that they are dissatisfied with this new state law. And I am more concerned with how to...
Why are they dissatisfied?
They don't want chickens in town. Most people
really?
That I have spoken
no,
to,
see, I, don't...
I have not heard very many people speak out in favor of this.
Really?
Yeah,
I tend to hear the bad. I don't hear the good.
That's probably why the state passed the law to allow the chickens, because if an individual wants to have chickens, let them have chickens. I don't care.
I just think about, you know, my little street, my little first street.
Yes.
You know, and if there was like a couple of houses that had chicken coops in their front yard, it would take my property and...
I think a lot of people share your feelings.
Because I don't think, I think a lot of people would, no, I don't want to buy this house and have live in a chicken, live with chickens everywhere.
You're from Chicago.
Exactly.
You don't understand.
No, I've lived here for 44 years.
Well, it's chickens.
I lived here twice as long as I lived in Chicago.
The thing about it is, until probably the war, probably World War II was a good cutoff point, everybody had chickens.
Yeah.
Everybody had chickens. You know? And so.
Do we want to go backwards?
Yes. And sometimes, and yes. The more restrictive we try to get, we're going to have a terrible ordinance.
And so
we should make it as loose as we can without imposing, you know. I think the problem we have is we're reacting to the state saying there are 11, you can have 11 chickens if you have the space, or they don't even say space.
No.
They just say if you have a place.
You can't prohibit them. Right.
You can't prohibit them.
Right.
So,
but we have all these people that we have no chickens in town, and all these people have chickens in town already.
Right.
Even though they're not supposed to.
Oh, certainly.
How many people, how many houses do you actually have chickens?
Oh, I don't know, but I mean...
Are there a lot?
I had multiple people that I had to get after about chickens.
Yeah, you probably in the last 3 or 4 years, you probably had to speak to at least maybe 10 people.
Yes,
at
certainly.
At least 10.
Yeah.
And
investigate when there were chickens running around that were from a place that had plenty of land for their chickens, but the chickens went someplace else, and somebody else thought it was their chickens that were running around. So yeah, I've done a lot of, you know, chickens are my...
Those are free-roaming chickens.
...in this job.
Who would have thunk it, huh?
Free-roaming chickens.
So I don't know what the answer is, but I think the answer for us should be react to the state's mandate as simply as we can. You know,
I couldn't agree more.
And that means to me, that means some very
loose laws.
Loose, not necessarily loose, but very non-specific rules.
Well,
is if there's such a thing.
We don't want non-specific. We can't enforce something that's non-specific.
I guess that's not the right term. I know.
While I love this kind of discussion. You know, if we really wanted to be loose about it, we could just remove that portion from our bylaws entirely. No one's saying we have to have rules about this at all.
There you go.
But we are creating rules because I think we have a shared understanding that the townspeople want there to be rules about this. And we want to create rules that will, as best we can, make the most number of people happy.
I mean, then...
unsuccessfully, because it always is, but that's the goal of this whole endeavor, right?
So we have to worry about where the coops are.
Yep.
Yes.
Where manure would be stored.
Where right. Manure.
I mean, that's what we've got in our current thing, is these distances for shelters and storage of manure.
Disposal of dead chickens.
Well, and that might be better, again, left for an ordinance, the animal control ordinance, maybe, than in our bylaws. So that's, with that in mind, and I think I might have said this in an email, I first removed all the portions that weren't relevant to our discussion at all. Those are all crossed out in that digital document that I sent out. I then highlighted the portions that I thought actually belonged in our bylaws, which if we went down to just the portions that I highlighted, we are under a page. So again, not looking to keep all 18 pages of Burlington's rules.
Yeah.
Right. Really not. But then I also, in that same document, added Essex junctions, because as I previously mentioned, they have a couple provisions that I think approach things from a slightly different angle from Burlington that we just might want to consider, like, do we want to have a maximum size, for example? And I want to just bring it back to that topic of discussion, because I don't think I heard like a concrete answer from the group. Does it make sense for us to say that a structure is no larger than X square feet?
For the housing of...
For an enclosure, for a chicken enclosure.
Chickens?
Yeah.
I don't know, because you've got people that are using existing sheds, barns, you know, for their chickens, or plunking something on an existing shed or barn to have chickens here in town. That's what I see frequently. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how that would work to say you had to have a certain size.
Mm-hmm. Were there chickens raised on my property?
Oh, I think years ago, yes.
Before your family owned it? Because there's like the garage has this little thing next to it.
So if someone wanted to use the barn, it's an existing structure, they could use it. But if they wanted to construct a new structure to hold their chickens, if you wanted a larger limit, you could put... Is that something?
I think we probably could. And I don't know our zoning bylaws as well as everyone else may or Phil. But do we already have rules about how large a shed can be, a garage can be, an ADU can be?
No, we have... I mean, you can have something unlimited size as long as you meet the setbacks and the building coverage for your property. So we've got, in most of the residential area, 30% maximum building coverage allowed, which is the footprint of anything with a roof.
Okay.
So looking at all the residential areas here in town, you've got that, and then you've got a setback requirement for accessory structures, where they have to meet the full setback from side property lines and front property lines. If you were putting something in your side yard or your front yard, if you were putting an accessory structure in your rear yard, you have the allowance of being as close as 4 feet to side or rear property lines.
Okay.
And the reason for that, just to give you a quick explanation, it won't take a lot of time, over and over again, people were having to come for a variance to the zoning board because they couldn't put a garage or a pool or a shed and meet the setbacks, it would plunk it right in the middle of their backyard. And so they wanted to put in something that everybody wants and likes. And over again, it was a variance because it wouldn't meet the setback requirements. Mm-hmm. So the request was to change that, allow for accessory structures to be as close as that. Mm-hmm. So that smaller lots wouldn't have it right in the center of what they had for, you know, open space in their backyard. They could still have a garage or a shed, but not be restricted by those setback distances.
So hearing all of that, and hearing 4 feet, I think you said, is the minimum distance.
Rear yard, huh?
Does that feel tolerable where chicken coops are concerned?
Yeah.
And here's the other end of the story. A lot of chicken coops that you buy nowadays are movable.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Because people want to stick them in their garden and let them poop all over the garden.
And there are people still saying, don't need a permit because it's movable, which is not the case.
Well, it's not the case.
Yeah. No, it has wheels on it. Yeah. Doesn't matter. If you're putting a structure on your lot or moving it someplace different, you're supposed to be permitted for it.
So
do we feel comfortable proceeding using the existing setbacks?
I think so. I think it's the safest bet. It's one of those deals when you change a line, if you start making it specific in that particular part of the ordinance, then you're bumping up against another couple of paragraphs later, like setbacks or something like that. So keeping it consistent is reasonable.
Are they going to have to register their chickens?
No,
we're not allowed to keep a chicken registry. That's another thing the law doesn't allow us to do.
Okay, so that one will
there's be... no chicken registration.
Okay. I could see it.
Oh, no. Sorry, I misspoke. Yes. I misspoke. We are not allowed to charge for chicken registry.
Right, but there does
we
have
are
to
allowed
be
to keep a chicken register.
This is another
thing which I think
go for
needs
that,
to go in an ordinance and not in our zoning bylaws.
Right, and that
and
I think
so,
would fall to the...
So
this
right here
is
what we would change to 4 feet.
She does not like that idea.
No. 75 feet
for
the other
lot line.
Yeah.
So it would be 4 feet.
Yeah.
Okay. Just
75 feet is pretty.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That makes more sense.
But
well, you get somebody that again has chickens 4 feet from where they have their R&R area in their backyard.
They're not going to like
not
it.
Not very happy the case when people have started keeping chickens in a building that's 4 feet away from there where they recreate and where they spend a lot of money to make it nice for them to sit out and enjoy their pool and everything. Yeah. And
the whole town.
Can I tell you how Essex Junction wrote this specifically? Hen houses, enclosures, chicken tractors, and fenced areas are not permitted in the front yard of any property. Well, we already said we wanted to do away with that, but just are not permitted in the front yard of any property and must meet either the minimum setback requirements of the zoning district or be kept no less than 10 feet from the side yard property lines, 15 feet from the rear yard property lines, whichever is greater.
Oh, I'd be halfway down to Castleton Road.
So if we wanted to put a little additional distance for chicken coops, which in earlier discussions it sounded like everybody wanted them to be a little bit further away, if possible, from lot lines, we could phrase it like that, which pays respect to the setbacks as discussed, so that it's...
So are you saying more than 4 feet? Are we still talking about
so, yeah, it lot would, lines? It, if we wanted to increase the amount to something larger than 4 feet... keep it consistent with whatever our zoning bylaws say about setbacks in general. We could phrase it in a way like that that accomplishes both things.
Hmm. What were they were 10 and 15?
Yeah, 10 from side yard, 15 from rear yard. Yeah. Whichever is greater. Whichever is greater. That's irrelevant.
I'm trying to picture 10 feet.
10 feet?
Twice the size of this.
Yeah, I was going to say.
This is a 5 foot table?
It's probably 6 foot.
Hi.
Like
that's 10
far.
Feet?
About that. Yeah. Okay. Not much further than that.
Yeah. Yeah, which in the long run is not much difference from 4 feet.
Yeah.
No.
Really.
When you think about it.
Yeah.
In
maybe
terms of. Terms of
at 10 feet than 4 feet, I don't know.
The worst part about this is not we are making these rules for maybe five or six people in the town of Fairhaven. that have chickens and are gonna try to have chickens for a while and then get sick of it and not have chickens anymore. So we're not making it, we're making the rules. We're forced to make rules.
And whoever comes next. I don't want to act like we can see the future, you know?
I know, but not many people are going to have chickens. And particularly if your neighbor has them, you can buy his eggs.
Yeah.
You know, that's all I want.
And this is all because Cynthia wants chickens.
Around the same block, so chickens.
Yeah.
So there are also a lot of rules I found online that say that chickens cannot be brought into the home.
Why?
Public safety, I guess.
Chickens in your home? What? I mean, it's your home. You can bring whatever you want in here. You want to bring a cow when you're living
here? I'm just telling you what I've seen. If we think it's unnecessary, then good.
Please keep your chickens in your yard.
I think the intent is to make sure, to Anne's point, that the chickens are being kept in the chicken enclosure and not being let to roam wherever they want to roam. And so by saying it can't be brought into any part of the home, it just reinforces that. It says chickens are for the chicken coop. Chickens are not for the everywhere that you want.
I don't know how we could enforce that.
If I have chickens, I want them to eat ticks. So I want them all over my lawn. I don't want them inside my house, but I want them all over my lawn.
But if you wanted to bring one in, you could.
I bet there's chickens in a house in Fairhaven right now. In at least one house.
Beautiful pet chicken.
Well, then they deserve themselves.
You know? I'm sure there are chickens.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Right, who cares?
Jesus.
Right, I mean, they shouldn't be, but I don't see how we can actually enforce that.
You don't want to, that'd be, things, you add things in there that'll be a nightmare to try and
enforce. Yeah.
I'm just saying, you know, as a zoning administrator.
You'll get used to it.
You can look at something from a sidewalk or from a driveway, you know, to try and see something that's going on with building or something without a permit, but you can't go, you know, tromping around and in somebody's buildings or anything.
No, I'd say, like, I see a chicken in your living room.
There's a chicken in the window.
I don't want to be the ice chicken agent, you know,
bringing out doors. So, again, maybe something for the animal control ordinance.
Those new gloves are
really
handy.
Oh, my God. Shock
this
gloves.
This is what's happened to your chicken inside your house.
Here's another way that you could approach the front yard, backyard question. If a primary residence exists on the property, hen houses, enclosures, chicken tractors, and fenced areas shall be located only in rear yards. For a corner lot or other property where no rear yard exists, these facilities shall not be located within the front yard setback for the zoning district.
Yeah, there you go.
That could solve.
That would work.
That would probably.
Whose zoning was that?
Wait, that's Essex.
No, can you repeat that? I missed the end.
So basically the rule is you can't keep the chicken coop in the front yard. If you don't have a backyard, you can keep them in your front yard, but not within the setback for the zoning district.
Which would be the 175 feet?
Whatever happens to be in that particular district.
Okay. See, right now for an accessory building on a corner lot, your two front yards would have to maintain 30 feet for an accessory building. Your side yards, the rest on a corner lot are all considered side yards. So those would be 4 feet from those, but your two fronts are the full 30-foot distance on a corner lot. Just to tell you with accessory buildings how that one goes. Not chicken buildings, but just straight accessory buildings I'm talking about right now.
There's also the question of things like electric fences, which Phil and I spent some time talking about, and barbed wire, right? Things that people might use to keep their chicken in. which could pose a risk to children, to right. other animals, and which we might want to consider saying we don't want one or the other. Well,
right now, just I get a little clarification yeah. for you, because the fence ordinance does prohibit electric or barbed wire fences unless they were approved in a site plan. You know, if there was a facility that needed a secure barbed wire fencing okay. and the going through the approval process with a site plan review or something, if it's approved in that kind of process, then yes, it can be constructed, but otherwise so, it's prohibited in town so, unless so, you're on an
operating farm. So we've already got it.
Right, that's so, covered.
Mm-hmm. That's covered.
It's covered. It's just like chicken wire.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. I spent a lot of time grabbing some electric fences when I was a kid. To do that all the
time. All right. What other concerns do people have that we might want to address in there? Because honestly, now we've reached the bottom of my list of things I wanted to bring up in this conversation.
So. Are you going to put this in a... That would be great. Yeah. That would be fantastic. And then we could just look at it and say, that's enough.
Yeah.
But did anyone else have any concerns?
I think I've said everything I want.
We're not being fair to goats. We've already come to that conclusion.
I love goats.
Oh, I know. There was the one last piece. The maximum amount. So that we're not allowed to prohibit, and I continue to forget if it's 11 or 12. It's the
last. It's 11.
But do we want to say that's it? Or do we want to let people have more if they want
no.
to have more?
Nope. No. That's it. Well, the state says that's how many that no, they can have.
But that's, we would have to say that. So we, one way or the other, we have to say it in our bylaws. What is our maximum? Is it the minimum that we are allowed to say is the maximum? Or do we want that number to be bigger?
No.
Well, right now, on over an acre, you can have as many chickens as you want. I'm just saying the way our regulation sits right now,
yeah.
it's open-ended. So if you live on a rural, you know, farmland and you want to have a whole lot of chickens, you can have as many as you want. Or if you live on over an acre, you can have, but you're supposed to have the structures and the manure at certain distances.
But think about it this way. Look, because right now we have an acreage requirement, right? Under an acre, no. Over an acre, we don't care. If we don't set a number, then now the number is whatever you want, wherever you want.
11.
That's what the number becomes. Unless
I thought we had already decided it was going to be 11.
My suggestion is for that under an acre that you keep it at the minimum that the state says you can have.
Does that sound?
Which is like 11, I think.
You know, yeah. who's going to fight over, I would hope, the fact that they're limited to 11 on a small parcel of land. Right. I would hope that they wouldn't.
Okay, so under an acre, we're going for a maximum of 11 or 12, however.
Whatever the state.
Whichever the state.
Over an acre, we continue to allow.
Who do we call to find out exactly?
We're going to talk to lawyers before any of this goes into effect. And we'll talk to our RPC and we'll run it by them.
Well, I mean, I was just going to say, can't we just call the state?
I just don't remember off the top of my head. It's in there. I just am literally not remembering if it's on how
it's
We had some So anyway,
state being the state, rather than have a regular number like a dozen,
I think it was 12 actually. 11
would make not surprise me.
Again, over an acre, we're not gonna put in a limit. No. Okay.
That's just another fight that who wants to have.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's worked with the way zoning's been with that in there. I'm just saying that hasn't been an issue anywhere that someone has, oh my God, they've got 20 chickens on their two-acre parcel. I never heard anything come up in all my years about something with someone on a larger lot having whatever they
right,
want to have.
The truth of the matter is if they take care of them, you won't care.
You wouldn't have a problem.
It's just, we're dealing with people that have, aren't going to take care of them.
Yeah.
And are not.
Not going to take care of the messes.
And
reading this, I mean, it's really clear to me now that it's 11. It's really clear because it says fewer than 12,
right.
Flocks of 12 or more may be prohibited.
Yeah. Are you reading the statute or the explainer, though? Yeah, it's the explainer. So just keep in mind that had some errors in it. That's just VLCT like interpreting it and putting out one sheets for people to understand better. Okay. And I remember there being a couple of errors in there or areas of ambiguity. So it's not important. We will iron out that detail by the time all is said and done.
Is there anything else we should be talking about?
No.
Next time we will
please,
get.
No.
Right? What? What are these?
I'm tired.
Say what you
think, Phil. All right. So we will anxiously await your final draft. And I appreciate that.
Oh, we have our tier 1B. We have one up there, mentioned.
No mail?
No mail, no.
Public comment? No public comment. And now the most important part
I
of the meeting.
I second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Non-debatable.
Look, there's already out the door.
Look at it.
He's gone.
He's
gone.